The visionary pirate is being forced to walk the plank off his own ship. He's devastated.
It was about 2 a.m. I get a phone call, and Steve is sobbing on the other end of the phone call. We're upset, and Steve said, "Oh my God, I've been pushed to the sideline."
But failure only strengthened Steve Jobs' drive. His next reinvention would be a big one. Himself.
Visionary, genius, guru, artist. Words that get thrown around a lot when you're talking about Steve Jobs.
He was also at heart a storyteller.
He intuitively understood that people create personal bonds with things when they know their stories.
When he got bounced from Apple, it took him a few years to find a new one to tell.
This time, instead of telling the story of computers, his new team used computers to tell the story of some toys.
It turned out pretty well. His best story yet.
November 22nd, 1995. Audiences across America are lining up for a groundbreaking movie that will change the film industry forever. Toy Story.
It just knocked your socks off. Never seen an animated movie like this, a computer-generated movie. The story was incredibly moving.
The world is dazzled by the very first release from a small, unconventional film studio called Pixar, with Steve Jobs at the helm.
You just get sucked in to the beauty, and the sort of retina explodes.